It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, on this weekend show, we are going to focus on water supply and related infrastructure in Tuolumne County. Joining us on the program are Don Perkins, who is the general manager of the Tuolumne Utilities District, and Jeff Hollis, who was recently appointed the president of the board of directors for TUD. So good morning to both of you, and thanks for coming on.
Good morning, BJ. Thank you for having us.
Morning, BJ.
Well, Jeff Hollis, this is the first time we've had you on Motherlode Views. So for people who aren't familiar with you, what's kind of your background and what got you interested with TUD?
Well, BJ, I was observing the meetings at TUD for about a year, and I was very impressed with what they're doing. And so when the opportunity came up to run for it, I did. And my background is 30-some years of engineering management and large-scale construction, and then 20 more years of construction in the construction industry.
Very good. And Don Perkins, we've had you on in the past, but for those who aren't familiar with you, what's your background with TUD?
Background with TUD is 26 years now, better than 26 years at TUD, basically from the ground up. About 5 years ago, I was selected to become the general manager for the district. So, yep, 26 years.
You've been busy ever since and before
yep,
that.
Yep, very busy. It's a busy place. It's why I love that place, because of the challenges. It's busy. You never know what you're going to be doing next.
And TUD has a very unique set of infrastructure to move water around the county. So can you give us a little bit of a history about TUD's infrastructure and what you all oversee?
Sure. It's complicated, BJ. We receive the water from PG&E at Sierra Pine, Section 4, the main canal. But truthfully, our water supply, PG&E operates a major portion of our water supply, starting from Pinecrest, South Fork River, Lyons, main canal. All of that's really under PG&E's control, but it's our major part of our water supply. But once we receive it on this side of the main canal or Lyons, downstream from Lyons, we have 8 or 9 different surface water treatment plants from Lakewood area, Ponderosa, Tuolumne, Columbia, Big Hill. So we take water out of the several ditches and treat drinking water and distribute it that way.
Something unique that came up recently is you've been trying to get water from New Maloney's, and it looks like there's some strong progress being made. So what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting news. It's something that TUD and its predecessor agencies have been trying to do for over 50 years. Many years ago, water was set aside for in-basin users, Tuolumne County and Calaveras County, for water out of Maloney's. But it took a lot of work, and thank goodness for our predecessor agencies for fighting for that right. We have that right. It's just been difficult to perfect. But the last several years, we've been working pretty hard. We've partnered with the Chicken Ranch folks down there. They have a desire for water. So between the two of us, we've worked with the Bureau. Really difficult for several years, but we're really, really close. We're down to 60 days of a comment period on the proposed plan there and the NEPA document and the contract. I think we're about 30 days or so away from that, but yeah, a lot of hard work, but we're getting there. And that what I'm referring to is 6,000 acre feet of water out of Maloney's, which is what? That's a 2.4 million acre foot reservoir. Yeah. And we're asking for 6,000.
So, Jeff Hollis, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, the 6,000 acre feet will be our first water rights that we actually have ourselves. It's equal to about a third of what we get now from PG&E. And that's going to help a lot in drought situations, and it's going to help the Chicken Ranch too. Both tribes are really good partners with us, and by working together, they're probably able to achieve something that just hasn't been able to be achieved in a long time before. What it means for our people in the county is that it's just we're more sure as to what's going to happen. We have more control, and we can keep the water taps going.
And Don Perkins, for people who don't follow water numbers that closely, 6,000 acre feet, roughly how much, can you give us kind of an example of how much water that is?
Well, I know water math can be complicated. Let's see.
In a ballpark figure.
In a year's time, we pull about 16,000 acre feet from the river, right? So we pull another couple of thousand acre feet from wells. So, I think an acre foot of water can supply, I don't know, 3 or 4 homes in a year, depending on something along those lines.
And then you said Chicken Ranch is involved as well. How did they kind of become involved with the process?
Well, they were off on their own doing their thing, planning for several generations out. And so they had done a water needs assessment and realized they needed about 3,500 acre feet of water for their future planning. We did a water needs assessment, and we needed about 2,500 acre feet. So the way it turns out, TUD is the only agency able to perfect a contract. So the tribe partnered with TUD. Together we worked hard to perfect this contract.
So if everything goes through, how do you actually get the water from New Maloney's? Do you have existing infrastructure, or do you have to get new infrastructure?
Great question. TUD does own a pump station currently that will pull water, that can and will be able to pull water out of Maloney's. The tribe still needs to perfect their point of diversion.
So again, what process or what point are we in the process? Are there still some steps, or are we near the finish line?
We're very near the finish line, although I'm not going to relax until it's done.
Water wars are real in California. Yeah, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. And everybody has a right and an opinion, but the downstream users, our water supply is necessarily going to come from them, right? And we've notified them, the downstream users. I won't name them, but they're well aware of our intentions. And like I said, it's out for public comment and review. We are receiving some comments. This is really in the hands of the Bureau to get it from here to the finish line, but we're close.
And Jeff Hollis, from the board perspective, has that been a main point that you'd like to see, having the water rights and getting our own supply?
Yeah, I've said before that's one of the two things I want to see before I die. It's a big deal.
Yeah. And we're talking about water on this weekend's Motherlode Views with a pair of guests from TUD, Don Perkins and Jeff Hollis. Don Perkins, another thing, I was just kind of curious, just infrastructure projects in general. I know there's been a lot that's taken place over recent years and some that are taking place right now and in development. So can you kind of give us an overview of what TUD has been working on?
That's a great question. I'm glad you're able to see and hear what we're doing, because it's quite enormous, right? Our capital improvement plan is robust. It's well thought out, and we're executing it perfecting it. We've just recently completed a 250,000-gallon tank in the Gibbs area off of Phila Drive. We completed another 250,000-gallon tank in Cedar Ridge. We have a new tank in Lakewood. We partnered with the Tuolumne Band of Miwoks and improved a lot of their distribution systems, their fire flow, which included a 400,000-gallon tank, the Nine Sisters tank. So on top of that, we've done miles and miles of new water mains that improves fire flow, service life. And in a lot of cases, it helped us rely a little bit more on gravity versus pump station, so eliminates the need for electricity and pumps in that nature. So that's on the water side. We're equally as busy on the sewer side. We have completed several new sewer lift stations in the Columbia area, which all was designed and constructed with our own forces, which is a tremendous benefit that the district has over a lot of districts. We were able to do that in-house, saving plenty of money. We've completed several miles of sewer main improvements, right? So we're very busy and lots to go still.
You take a quick break. We're talking with Don Perkins, who is the general manager of the Tuolumne Utilities District, and Jeff Hollis, who was the recently appointed president of the board of directors, who is leading the board currently. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. We'll have our second segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're focusing on water on this weekend show. We have a pair of leaders from the Tuolumne Utilities District. We have the general manager, Don Perkins, and the president of the board of directors, Jeff Hollis. Don Perkins, as we ended the last segment, we were talking about some of the projects that have been in the works for a while. Tell us a little bit about the Sierra Pines projects. I know that's been a big initiative for TUD.
That's a huge initiative. So one of the challenges we have at TUD, you know, we've been in existence for 34 years, and over those 34 years, we've acquired many, many water systems, and it became really inefficient, right, with so many surface water treatment plants and wells and booster stations and tanks. It is just important for our longevity to consolidate and become more efficient. So back in 2007, thankfully, you know, some of the leaders at TUD seized the opportunity to purchase the old golf course up at Sierra Pines. And after decades and decades of planning and looking for grants and loans, we finally were able to acquire a funding package from the state of California. So we are actively in construction of our new, it'll be a 3 million gallon per day water treatment facility. It has the ability to be expanded to 4 and then 5 MGD later, million gallons per day. It'll be a new, state-of-the-art, modern plant, robust, something we can count on for decades and decades. Some of the neater parts of this facility that I think the public will appreciate is, first of all, we're going to have a 25-acre-foot reservoir at this site. That's a new reservoir that we haven't had before. That's going to give us a lot of flexibility due to emergencies or planned outage or unplanned outages from the main canal. So that's going to be very beneficial. Not to mention it'll be there for emergencies, for helicopters, for firefighting needs and things of that nature. Also on that site will be a landing zone for emergency needs as well. So we're pretty excited about that. Again, decades in the planning and funding. My hat's off to the past senior leadership at TUD to see this vision before us, and now we're here. We should have this thing constructed in about 3+ years now.
Yeah, major project for sure. Is there kind of an estimated price tag for that total project?
We're still working on a final price tag. We did get a $46 million package from the state. That's not going to be enough to fund it, but we're going through some design currently, and we should have more firm numbers here in the coming months.
I remember the Tuolumne County supervisors had asked the state for money for the water reservoir portion, you know, and that currently has been kind of held up a little bit, hasn't happened. So what's kind of the status with that? Are you still looking for money to build that part?
We won't turn down any money that the state will throw our way. I haven't had conversations lately with any of the supervisors, but last I did hear from them, they're still trying hard to get us some monies.
Jeff Hollis, anything you'd like to add about the Sierra Pines project from your perspective?
Yes, the Don mentioned the $46 million funding package. That's similar to the Sierra Pines is the water side. The wastewater side just got completed, you know, last year or so, year and a half ago. We had a bunch of grants for that and a bunch of grants for this. These are large projects. They cost a lot of money. And these grants keep us from having to charge ratepayers for them. And the effort that goes into getting those grants has been really successful. And I'm glad that we're able to do it that way and to get them done. In addition, the current digging of the 25-acre-foot pond is done all by TUD employees. We have large-scale construction capability, and they're doing the first part of the project themselves, again, to save money for the ratepayer. So we on the board are pretty happy about that.
Very good. You know, Don, how difficult is it to get money for those projects? Is that a difficult lift to line up that funding from the state? I imagine it's pretty competitive.
It is. It is very difficult. And it starts by relationships, BJ. It just doesn't happen. You just don't go and ask for money and expect the money. It starts by building relationships with the different people, whether it's in the California, the Division of Drinking Water, or the Division of Financial Assistance. It's relationship building. It's many, many years. My engineering department has done a fantastic job, as well as the administrative folks there at TUD working with the state, you know, to get this funding. So, again, through good relationships, years of building and planning, they have faith in TUD. You know, the human right to safe and affordable water is a big deal for the state, and they see TUD as a poster child for consolidation, making all of the water in our region more efficient. And so they're behind us 100%. They see the plan. They understand the benefits. So it's a lot of work, but it's worth the time and effort.
Roughly how many engineers do you have working behind the scenes helping TUD out?
Roughly or exactly four?
Exactly would be
exactly,
great.
Exactly four.
Roughly four.
Let's do exact numbers.
Yeah. We have four very talented engineering team, several of them with many, many years with TUD. So their institutional knowledge is impeccable and useful.
How far out do you look for projects? Do you look many decades out for different things?
BJ, yes. Great question. Yeah, it's really important. We have a strategic plan, board-adopted strategic plan that was adopted in 2019. And as part of that plan, the board expects a revolving five-year capital improvement plan where every year staff gets together, understands, you know, tries to realize what we have accomplished, what new things have come into play, and we plan for the next year. So we have a five-year pretty robust capital improvement plan that we adopt every year.
And Jeff Hollis, anything to add?
Yeah, we on our Tuesday meeting, we just went over the capital improvement plan, five-year plan, had 40 items on it, 40 projects, 14 of them got finished this year. And that's not including any of the other things we talked about. This group is really strong.
Does the board kind of go back and forth on what different priorities are?
We do. They change all the time. Things move up, things move down.
We're going to take one more break. We're talking about water on this weekend's Motherlode Views, joined on the program by the president of the board of directors of TUD, Jeff Hollis. We also have the general manager, Don Perkins, with us here on the show. In a programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we are planning to have the president of Adventist Health Sonora, Greg McCulloch, on to talk about the upcoming Joy to V Gala that the hospital puts on every year. Also, an update just on healthcare in general and some of the projects and initiatives that have been taking place at Adventist Health Sonora. That's going to be coming up next week on Motherlode Views. If you miss any Motherlode Views shows, you can find them archived in the media section of mymotherlode.com. We'll have our final segment, Motherlode Views, is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small, in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're focusing on water infrastructure in Tuolumne County. On this weekend's show, we have Jeff Hollis, who is the board president of TUD, also Don Perkins, the general manager of the Tuolumne Utilities District. Don, a big issue in recent years has been discussions about PG&E infrastructure. As you mentioned earlier in the show, they own a lot of the infrastructure that you use, like Lyons Reservoir, Pinecrest Lake. And I know there was some discussions years ago that those seemed to slow down, but it sounds like things have picked up again. So what can you tell us about just negotiations and the infrastructure and the potential maybe of someday TUD acquiring that infrastructure?
Yeah, you bet, BJ. Probably the most important endeavor in my view that TUD can undertake. Like I said earlier, you know, we have a water supply that PG&E has control of. Pinecrest, South Fork River, Main Canal, you know, all that. It's so important in my view that TUD, Tuolumne County, the people of Tuolumne County have control of its water supply and its destination. So, you know, this is over 150 years worth of effort, right? This is a historic effort that Tuolumne County has been trying to pursue. Currently, we have very little meaningful water rights. We talked a little bit about the Bureau. That's a contract. It's a long-term contract with some in-basin priority, but that's not really a water right. What will come along with the acquisition of the Phoenix project from PG&E, including Pinecrest, is some very senior water rights. Yes. Those are real water rights. And those are things that are very valuable and beneficial to this county, that if we, once we do acquire those things, they will be a benefit to every generation that comes in after us. So we were close a couple of years ago. PG&E put a pause on negotiations. They wanted to explore other avenues. Those avenues didn't pan out, so they came back to us and said they'd like to resume negotiations. They PG&E feel like TUD is the rightful owner, of the next owner of the system. You know, they plan to divest themselves of it, and so we just got to work hard and make sure that it pencils out for our ratepayers, for our county. In that way. So we're doing a lot of due diligence, you know, so.
Are there different levels of water rights in the state, and how would this, you know, particular Phoenix infrastructure kind of play into that?
Sure. I'm not an expert here, but I know enough. So when I say a valuable senior, I'm referring to pre-1914 water rights. Those are the most senior. Some of the water rights that were after 1851 water rights, so very historic, very senior. So we have that 1851 water right is the most senior on the South Fork, so very valuable. Anything after 1914, post-14 water rights, they're junior to all of those, but I hope that was helpful.
Yeah, so the Phoenix Project itself, you mentioned Pinecrest and Lyons. What does it all include?
So the Phoenix Project includes Lyons Lake, the dam, the main canal, the 15 miles of the main canal, a penstock that leads to a 2-megawatt powerhouse, right? That's the Phoenix Project. But that's only part of our water supply. The other part of our water supply is Pinecrest, right? But Pinecrest belongs to a different project for PG&E. So our idea is to acquire Pinecrest and Strawberry Dam as part of the whole package.
So the current situation with PG&E, is it kind of like a lease where does PG&E, do they keep the infrastructure up, or does that fall on TUD to maintain it?
No, currently all of that effort is undertaken by PG&E. We have a contract that the county executed with PG&E in 1983 where they're going to give us some water, our water needs through this contract, but they maintain the facility.
So when you talked about these negotiations, I know there's only so much you can say, but do you know how far things are along? Or, I mean, could it be, you know, years away, decades away, months away? How close?
Not decades.
Not decades, okay.
Not months either.
Okay, somewhere in the middle.
This isn't really top secret, but it's just it's a long process. It is so important for TUD, our consultants, and our engineering team, and our operations team to do all of the due diligence, to understand exactly what we're getting, what condition is it in, what are the planned improvements to these facilities, and what that's going to cost our ratepayers should we take it on. So we just have months and months, probably more than a year's worth of due diligence to do to get there.
So if PG&E decides to step away from this infrastructure and TUD is not at the table, if it went to somebody else, what are your big concerns?
Oh, that's huge. Having a new partner is uncertain. And uncertainty sounds expensive, and one of the biggest things handed down from the board is water certainty, cost certainty, right? We need to be in control. That's what I mean by being in control. So having another entity own that system that we're not familiar with, that makes it uncertain. It means the cost is uncertain. Whereas if we own it and we operate it, we maintain it, we know how efficient we are. We know how we can control costs. We have an idea. I can't tell you right now, but we have an idea of what it's going to cost to operate and maintain. We're still doing our due diligence. But somebody else will be a for-profit agency like PG&E. We're TUD is a not-for-profit agency, so we won't have to factor in a profit in our operations, whereas somebody else likely will.
Control your own destiny, and the people of the community can weigh in on voting for directors and those type of things.
Correct.
Jeff Hollis, I'm curious your thoughts, too, just about this, you know, getting to this point in the game and just the possibilities.
Well, for the last couple of years, I've been learning about how this works, and I've been impressed with two things, how complex it is with the federal and state oversight And also, I've been impressed with both TUD and PG&E have been working diligently together to finish this off. And I'm very hopeful. It looks pretty good. Now, does that mean that the board's going to vote for it? Yes, we'll vote for it if it saves our ratepayers money. And so that's our point. When it gets to that point, we have to make sure that it pencils out.
You know, another topic I was going to ask Don Perkins about, you know, we are in the midst of fire season. We've had some dangerous fires already this season. You know, do you work pretty closely with the fire agencies to make sure, there's obviously only a limited amount of water supply in Tuolumne County, to make sure there's fire safety and protection?
Yeah, great question. And yes, the short answer is yes, we work closely with the fire agencies, our operations staff, operations director Eric Halls, in close contact with all the fire personnel within the county. He has the ability, and so does some of the staff, who know when a fire breaks out, we know where we need to be, where our sensitive spots are, and we kick it into gear and make sure that those systems are operating up to speed. If there's any concern for power outages, we'll make sure our generators are get up and running. In some cases, we can let loose or redirect some raw water in certain areas where the fire agencies can use some of our raw water at maybe some of our new fire water draft points. So plenty of communication with fire suppression agencies, yes.
I know we've had some close calls and some dangerous fires so far. Have you been pretty busy so far with the recent fires?
We have. I mean, it's been a busy year, like several years now. I don't remember. I guess it was the Dove Fire came pretty close to our brand new Sonora Water wastewater treatment facility. But it burned all the way around it, but thank goodness it had no damage. But, yeah, we're busy. Like I said, we understand our role in these efforts to make sure that the fire suppression agencies has enough water and resources to do their job.
You know, if anybody wants to keep up to speed on any types of TUD projects or anything like that, do you have any ways that you're working to keep the ratepayers informed?
Yeah, I know you can go to our website and look on. There's a project page, especially if you're looking for the Sierra Pines update. I think it's the Sierra Pines Regional Water Treatment Facility project. If you just go to that, to our website, go to our projects page, and you'll find all these things.
You know, we've got a couple minutes left on this weekend's Motherload Views. Jeff Hollis, anything you'd like to add as we wrap up here today?
No, I'm just really pleased with how things have gone with TUD from before when I was there and now, because their capital improvement project program got well underway about 5 years ago. The financial end of it is very solid, and that allows TUD and its projects to look out 5 years, 10 years, 50 years, sometimes 100 years. If we have a choice of putting a 6-inch pipe in or an 8-inch pipe, we put the 8-inch pipe in so that it'll be ready for the future. I really like their long-term planning, and it's a great thing to be a part of it.
And Don Perkins, anything you'd like to add as we wrap up here today?
Yeah, I'd be remiss if not just to sound the horn again on my appreciation for my staff, their decades worth of institutional knowledge. Our ability to do a lot of in-house design, in-house construction, both above ground, below ground construction, really, really does save our ratepayers lots and lots of money. I'm talking in the millions of dollars of savings just because what we can do in-house. So I'm just thankful to be a part of the team. We got an amazing staff, and it's just a wonderful place to be. I love all the challenges here at TUD, and we're not short on challenges, but we've got a lot of ambition there.
And if people want to come to the board of directors meetings, learn more, and possibly weigh in, Jeff Hollis, when do those take place?
They're on Tuesdays, the second and fourth Tuesday. Each month, it's always the same, about 9 o'clock in the morning.
9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. You can also get them on YouTube. You can they keep them for just about ever 5 years, so you can look at any of the old meetings.
And those are held at the TUD office?
They are.
Very good. Well, we thank both of you for coming in today. We've been talking with Don Perkins. He is the general manager of the Tuolumne Utilities District. Also, Jeff Hollis, who is the board president of TUD. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.